Previously on Left Behind.
I hesitate to ask because I've been told how busy you
Please,
are.
Please, Chang, ask anything of me, and if I can comply, I will.
What?
I can see only the mark of the believers.
We're about to land a Gulf Stream here. It's going to be like lighting a huge flare. The less additional movement, the better. Why don't you become the cautious one?
Ray had asked me to marry him.
Really?
And of course, there's one other question we don't know the answer to.
They haven't killed her, George.
But have they moved her?
We would like you to move her as soon as possible to an undisclosed location.
Very good, sir.
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 126 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Here's the transcript of Chloe's message. I had to get rid of the phone or I'd have the recording.
Thanks, Ray.
You seen any GC activity?
None today, but it's what we don't see that makes me nervous.
You don't suppose Chloe got him started in a whole new direction by claiming she was 30 miles from home?
Hardly, but you've got to hand it to her for trying.
Yeah, Buck, I've come to a hard decision.
I don't want to hear this, do I?
Probably not. After Mac is fully rested, he's going to Wisconsin to pick up Zeke. He'll drop him in Petra to start work on our next assignment.
And you're about to tell me our next assignment is not here. Is that it?
Hear me out, Buck.
Oh, this will be good.
Carpathia's assistant knows Nikolai's planning a meeting of the 10...
Ray, I really don't care about what's going on where, as long as we're talking about leaving Chloe out to dry.
Look, we're short on sleep. Believe me, I've done as much crying and praying and worrying as you have.
I doubt
that. Is exhausting. I need rest. So do you.
You're telling me I'm not going out with George tonight.
I'm not even letting George go. We need him sharp, too. He's got a good team that can track the GC if they show up. All we want to know is where they've started their canvassing.
So when do we start scoping out headquarters?
You and I can see how close we can get tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
If George is available, we'll take him, too.
If you're ordering, we'll talk about it. If you're asking, my position remains the same. Not available.
Oh, come on!
Not even for a look-see?
Tell me they haven't got the place staked out better than Fort Knox, huh? My guess is that you so much as sneeze within a 3-mile radius, you'll be up to your eyeballs in GC within a matter of seconds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Ray! Who's running the show, you or him?
Hey, if you've got a problem with me, that's fine. I can handle that. But I am not going to jeopardize the lives of 200 people, including my wife and kids and your son, by taking a course of action common sense clearly dictates against. Are you okay with that?
Guys.
Buck, are you okay with that? All right, Ray. I'm done here. He's all yours.
Okay, so you've kept me hanging long enough. Let me hear the whole story.
It's kind of a sad story, but a good one as well. My father was a businessman, a restaurateur. He was honest and good, and people liked him, respected him. That is very important in my culture.
Mine too.
My father provided well for us. He was a devoutly religious man, and so our family was as well. About 8 years ago, this was when I was 11, my mother got cancer. Cancer of... Well, you'll forgive me if I'm too shy to mention it.
Yeah, it's all right.
She was very ill. My father was so good to her. He had the money to hire help for her, full-time help, but he would not do that. He hired part-time help and cut his workday in half and spent every afternoon and all night with her.
Seems like a great dad.
Oh, he is. Well, just after my 12th birthday, my mother, she took a turn for the worse and he had to put her in the hospital. The doctors told him there was no hope, but my father did not believe in no hope. He believed in God. He told the doctors and anyone who wanted to grieve my mother too early that we would show them. He and his little girl would show them. And how were we going to show them? We were going to pray. And God was going to work and my mother was going to be healed.
It's okay. You can finish some other time.
No. No. It's just that it does not seem so long ago now. One night, my father came from the hospital late, and he was upset. Father, what is it? Is Mother worse?
No, but she might as well be.
Father, what happened?
It's something your mother said.
What, Father? What?
I raised my voice to her. I told her she should stop talking nonsense.
Father,
I made her weep. The woman I love with all my soul who is dying before my eyes. I upset her.
But, Father, she must have upset you too. What did she say?
She told me that Jesus is Messiah. You are not allowed to see her if she keeps up this nonsense.
Oh, Father, no. That very night, we got a call from the hospital, and they told us that if we wanted to see her alive, we must come now. All the way there, Father wept and blamed himself for being cross with her. He pleaded with God to spare her and made promises to him.
Did you make it there before she died?
Just... Oh, Mother, we're here.
Oh, Naomi.
Take my hand, dear. I'm so sorry for
you. I want to tell you...
Father, we know you love us, and we love you.
This is very important for you. I go to be with God. Study the prophecies. Husband, I go to be with God.
Study the prophecies.
Those were her last words to us both.
Wow. I guess you did, huh?
Just the opposite.
Really?
My father was so heartbroken that he became angry with God and quit studying the scriptures altogether. We stopped praying, we stopped going to synagogue. So I was 13 when the disappearances happened. That got everyone's attention. Scared to death, we turned back to God, back to synagogue, back to the scriptures. Father found a New Testament, and we began reading it every night. When we got to the conversion story of the Jewish man Saul, that was huge for Father. We read more and more, and soon we came to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, and that he could save us from our sins. We didn't know what to say or do, so we just prayed and told God we believed it and wanted to receive it. It was weeks before we read enough to understand what we had done and what it all meant. And here we are, part of the remnant that waits.
It's always something different. For some, it was the disappearances. For you, it was more your mother.
We really can't wait to see her again, Chang.
Won't be long now.
Dinner, honey. I recommend a white wine with that. You can find it on tap right there. How's your imagination? Better go easy on that girl. It's all you're going to get for a while. You want me to turn off that music?
Do you care what I want?
Don't be sassing me again.
If you really want to know what I want, then yes, I want the music off.
I'm not all bad, you know. There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, having me a burger.
So I gathered.
But I brought you something.
I wish.
Well, your wish being granted, if you like chocolate.
Chocolate?
How about a chocolate shake?
I'm still dreaming, right?
Oh, well, I'm a mama too, you know.
That's so.
Umberto. Almost 3.
You have a picture?
I do. You want to see it?
Of course I do.
Just a minute. Now, if I unlock this, which is totally against the rules... You're not going to pay back my kindness by trying anything funny, are you?
What if they see what you gave me?
Then I am in trouble. So if you want it, you better take it now.
I want it.
Whoa, girl. Remember, you're doing that on an empty stomach. Better pace yourself.
I will. And I don't want brain freeze. And don't forget to show me the picture.
Oh, I will. As soon as you're finished.
Oh, wow. That's worse than brain freeze.
What's that?
I was just thinking of Jock.
What?
Jock eating his breakfast in front of me.
What are you going on about?
Jock. What's in this thing? Oh, no. It spilled. That's too bad.
I'll need to get this cleaned up.
Great work, Sanchez. Love the bit about Little Umberto.
Oh, honey. They are easy when they are hungry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, making progress.
Brought you some lunch.
Hey, you cooked this yourself?
You know who the cook is, and I would not make fun if I were you.
Good point. Thanks, I'm starving.
How's the new Babylon audio coming?
Great, listen. I've tapped into everything, but there's nothing to listen to. Carpathia and his top people are off to Al-Hilah.
But Captain Steele said the German man we met was going to help.
Otto Vazir is, well, not much help so far. I'm still hoping we can get information about Chloe from inside. Nothing yet. Except for that.
Oh, God, let me stay conscious. Let me hear. I need to listen.
Bring in the gurney. Give me that sheet.
Yeah, why should they chop that sheet on the floor?
Okay, put the sheet down here. I'll get her shoulders. Jackson, take her ankles. Okay, onto the sheet first. Lift. Easy. Okay. Now, onto the gurney. And lift.
Oh, she looks like she's about ready to roll off.
Walk alongside her, Sanchez. We'll strap her in once we're in the car.
Lord, please keep me awake.
So, how long's your flight?
About 4 hours. And we got about a 50-mile drive. You know, the whole city was nuked, but the facility is just far enough away that they've kept it open.
Here we go.
All units. This is coroner. We are moving the body. Sharp eyes out.
A hearse?
Nice touch, eh?
In case our friends are watching.
Really just an extra measure of safety.
Are you going with her, Colonel?
Yep. It's my deal. Right up to the end.
Do you know when that is going to be?
Not sure. We'll step it up once we arrive. Truth serum is next, and we'll keep at it as long as the brain still works. The information is in there. We just need to get it out.
Not this time, God. Please. Not this time.
Hey.
I was kind of hoping I'd wake your father-in-law.
What's the deal? You guys find something?
Buck, I gotta go through channels.
Are you kidding me? You can't tell me anything about my wife?
I report to Rayford, Buck. So do you.
Okay. Sebastian's here with a briefing, Dad. Come on, let's go. Ray, come on!
Hey, guys. How'd you sleep?
Same way you did. Now let's get to this, okay?
I have my guy in the hall. Wanted to make sure you two are presentable. Razor, you're on. You know Mr. Williams and Captain Steele?
Come on, what have you got?
Sirs, I was on watch, as you know, and noticed motion detector activity at approximately 0300 hours. One of my team of three is a female, so I asked if she would check the periscope in the Williams' quarters due to the fact that a female was in there alone with a baby, and I didn't want to breach protocol.
Yeah, well, we know why. Please.
Yes, sir. She checked and reported enemy activity within 2 blocks of the compound and secured permission from Miss Toy for me to enter your domicile. I personally observed a similar activity and so marshaled my team. We went out in fatigues and grease paint, armed with light, high-powered automatic weapons. Our objective was to observe, get close enough to listen, if possible, and if necessary, either defend the compound or somehow misdirect the enemy to a neutral area, thus giving the occupants in said compound
time to evade. Yes. What happened?
We observed 2 separate platoons of GC canvassing the area. Observing their direction and relative speed, we were able to flank them, and the 2 of my party on their south side had enough flora and fauna coverage to get close enough to hear them. They came away with a distinct impression that the objective for that particular mission was to begin where they had recently left off, in my estimation, and were to survey a wide area leading to where Mrs. Williams was apprehended.
Razor, please, tell me you followed them to that point.
We did, sir. We also overheard them saying that tomorrow night, at the same time, they would be backtracking and going past where they started, which obviously would include our compound again. We expect them to be quite thorough, and thus, if at all possible, we should be evacuated before 0200 hours tomorrow.
Well, we're headed in that direction now, right?
But we also, at least my people, heard 2GC discussing her disposition.
Please, Officer Razor, tell me what you heard about my wife.
They seemed to indicate that she was being moved, sir.
When?
Within the hour, sir.
From now or then, Razor?
Then, sir.
All right, quit with the sir stuff. You're telling me Chloe was to be moved at about 4 o'clock this morning?
Yes, sir.
Where?
To the best my people could gather, Mr. Williams was somewhere back east.
Somewhere back east? Great. They moved her back east, which implies an aircraft going on, 6 hours ago. Tell me, Razor, did anyone think to get to GC headquarters to see if there was a chance to abort this move?
No, sir.
No one thought this might be an emergency worth waking Mr. Steele or Sebastian or me?
By the time I got the report, sir, the move would have already been in progress.
You assume?
Yes.
The one time they might be more vulnerable than the other, taking a woman out of a cell, out of a building, into the open air, to a vehicle so they could get her on an airplane, and we all sleep through it.
Fuck. I apologize, sir, but in my judgment, nothing effective could have been accomplished, given when we overheard this and the assumed timing of the
maneuver. We sat on it, Razor. We had a window of opportunity and they let us sleep,
fuck,
gentlemen.
Please.
Somewhere back east, Ray. That narrows it down, doesn't it? Maybe if we all just start walking east, we'll catch up to them, hmm?
Thank you, Razor. If there's nothing else, you may go.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Razor.
I apologize,
just
sir.
Just go,
but
please.
But racing down there in the middle of the night hoping to get there in time to do something without a plan would have been
would have at least been an effort, wouldn't it? Ah! This is it! This is the trip force! This is the support I get! If I ever want to see my wife again, I'm going to have to put together some kind of one-man commando raid. Is that what it's come down to?
Buck, you've vented now. That's
enough. It won't be enough until I get my wife back! Right, yeah. Yeah, from GC International. I'm looking for information about the Judite. Hello? Hello?
No luck?
I've tried everything. Even scripted a speech for Ming to use and let her call, but, well, we've struck out.
Do what you have to do, but be ready to go when everybody else is.
Yeah, I'll be traveling light anyway. Don't suppose any one of Lionel's guys could just drop me back east somewhere, huh?
Hang in there.
Hey, you headed back to your place?
Yeah, just got to pick up 1 more box and it'll be empty except for your stuff.
Yeah, I'll clear it up now.
Captain.
Razor.
Sir.
Hey, Razor, you ever work at GC headquarters or know anybody there? You know, any inside information?
I'm sorry, sir, no.
Yeah. Hey, look, Razor, I owe you an apology.
That's all right, sir. I understand what you're going through.
Well, yeah, that's a reason, but it's not an excuse. I want you to forgive me. I was way out of line.
Of course, sir. Don't give it a second thought. Any luck on the phone?
No. We've tried, but they're not buying it.
We have to assume they're on high alert.
Yeah. So, Razor, where did that name come from?
Razor is a type of wire fencing. And I was on a snowmobile, sir.
Ouch. That sounds like a story for another time. Hey, listen, no matter how I sounded earlier, I'm glad to have you with us.
Be praying for you, Mr. Williams.
Thanks.
I enjoyed meeting your father last night, but you're right, he has no sense of humor at all.
You'll never believe me again, will you?
I'll just anticipate the opposite. How's that?
He likes you very much, Chang.
I want to show you something on my computer tomorrow.
Something from New Babylon?
Yeah, the Global News Production Chief's solution to the Plague of Darkness.
What's that?
Normally, it's pretty hard to hack into the data stream of the international feed. But there in the dark, He must have felt his way into the control room, set the router to allow the international uplink to be fed by three or four of the major affiliates.
What does that mean for us?
Well, there's no block on my accessing it just like an affiliate.
And break into network programming.
Exactly. I'm thinking that when Buck Williams gets here, we'll work together to put on a counter-GC broadcast.
Nothing they can do about it.
Not that I can think of.
I wish you could meet everybody back in Avery. They all took off once we got the trucks unloaded. It took me an hour to drag my stuff into the bushes.
Zeke, are you sure we want to be lugging all these boxes and trunks onto the plane in broad daylight?
Well, we could wait until dark, but there's really no need. See, this here's a part of the country that the GC forgot. I haven't seen one of those peacekeeping rascals since I got here.
All right, then.
Besides, if somebody flew over right now, they wouldn't see my boxes. They'd see that spiffy-looking aircraft right there, and they'd wonder what in the name of cheddar cheese it was doing sitting right in the middle of Hudson, Wisconsin.
Okay, point taken. Let's get to it.
I got a two-wheel dolly over here.
Let's just load it up, then. So, no second thoughts about leaving?
Are you kidding me? I got lots of second thoughts. These are good people.
Yeah, I hear you really made a home for yourself here.
Truth is, there wasn't anything for me to do here, as far as disguises and documents and such, so I really got into the Bible studies. I started doing some reading and all that, and pretty soon the leaders were asking me to do stuff.
Stuff like research?
Among other things. They said I had an eye for detail. Came from my clandestine side. See that? I mean, before coming up here, I didn't even know I had a clandestine side.
Sounds like a good bunch of folks, Zeke.
Yeah, I'm going to miss everybody.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I got to tell you, I'm ready to get to Petra, just to see the place, to hook up with everybody.
And to get to work.
Yeah, I hear you're going to fill me in on the details.
Oh, yeah, as soon as we get in the air.
Sounds good.
Well, here. What is in this one, and why is it sloshing?
You really want to know?
Never mind.
Is that the right time?
Yep. Coming up on noon. And I'm hungry. You?
What are you?
Well, I'm going to feed the prisoner.
She's being a tough bird, hasn't she?
Yeah, tell me about it, Jess. I'd have been doing the Hallelujah Chorus solo by now.
What if she doesn't flip, huh? How long are you going to pound on her?
Well, if you can't get them somehow in the first 48 hours, well, more of the same generally isn't that effective.
Starvation isn't the motivator?
It would be for me. Hey, stop here. I'll get a couple of sandwiches. Now make sure those handcuffs are tight. She'll be waking up soon.
I need to use the restroom.
You serious?
I'd say.
Well, I got no matron who can go with you. You'd have to use the men's room, and one of us would have to be in there with you.
How far are we?
Oh, about a half hour.
I'll wait.
Suit yourself.
Excellency, I have the report of troop movements for you, as requested.
Okay. I trust everything is moving forward?
It is, Excellency.
Good, good.
The stockpiled nuclear weaponry has been moved out of mothballs and is ready for transport at your command as well.
Good.
Sir, we have a question from the United North American States.
Well, what is it?
They have extended an invitation for you.
They want me to question? Interrogate?
They simply wanted you to know that you are welcome.
Let them handle this, Suhail. But I want this Chloe Williams on television as soon as she gets to the prison. I want her send-off to be spectacular. When they chop off her head, I want every Judahite in the world to feel a twitch in their own necks. I want her to be the figurehead. I want her to be the mascot. I want her to be the first blood. The start of a river of Judahite blood. I want spectacle! Do you hear?
Yes, sir.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.